This past Shabbos, I had the opportunity to share a thought that I want to repeat here tonight because it's so relevant to our time in Limud HaTorah for night seder. Which is that the Gemara famously tells us, in terms of a pasuk in Yirmiyahu, the pasuk tells us that we ask the question, we want to know, for what reason did HaKadosh Baruch Hu decide in his great wisdom to exile us, destroy the Beis HaMikdash? What was the rationale, what was the motivation for it? And Hashem himself, when they tried to discover the answer, they couldn't figure it out, the Nevi'im couldn't figure it out, and so the Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chavod V'Atzma, Hashem himself said, I'll tell you the answer. Allah Zom is Torah, they abandoned my Torah. And the Gemara right away says, you know, you look around those times, in that certain time period, you found many people who were very steeped in Torah. They certainly didn't forsake Torah. And so what does the Gemara mean when it says that the reason why Hashem destroyed Yerushalayim, the Beit HaMikdash, was exiled to Yisrael, is because they they decided to forsake Torah. So the Gemara says the reason is, the explanation is, Shlo berchu b'Torah tchila. They didn't make a bracha on Talmud Torah before they sat down to learn. And a lot of ink spilled on this one question in terms of what does that mean. I want to share one thought from Rav Asher Weiss, Shlita, from his Sefer on the 3 weeks. He mentions that if you were to be asked, what bracha precisely didn't they say? You have three options, really. Asher Bachar Banu is number three. The middle one of the Harevna. The first one, last Oak B'Divir, so we're breaking into three parts. Which one would you say? The Gemara tells us very clearly. Out of those three brachos, the Gemara and brachos tells us that the third one, Asher Bachar Banu, is the Me'ula Sheva Brachos. It's the best one out of all of them. So I would think that's the one they didn't say. They didn't make a bracha on Torah. That's the one they left out. The Baal Shem Tov had a Mesora, that it was number two. It was the Ha'arevna. And his grandson, Begamachan Ephraim, his grandson wondered out loud, how could that be? In other words, everybody would agree, seemed to agree, the third one, Asher Bachar Banu, the third section, would be the one to focus on. They should have really left aside, because that's the most important bracha. What was the Baal Shem Tov trying to tell us? Rav Asher Weiss explained the following. There's two ways to learn Torah. One could learn Torah for themselves and gain for themselves, or one could learn Torah having in mind that you are part of building the future of Kal Yisrael. That's a much higher level of learning. If I learn for myself, beautiful. Don't get me wrong, it's wonderful. But if somebody learns with the Kavanah, with the intent, that my Talmud Torah is not just for me, but it's building the future of Am Yisrael, my children, my grandchildren, all future generations, that's a much higher level of Talmud Torah. Rav Asher Weiss explained that Baal Shem Tov means that if a HaRevna includes that declaration, that our Talmud Torah is not just about us, about my enjoyment, about my depth, my understanding, it's really about understanding and the perspective that my learning is supposed to be a building block for future generations. And that's what they lacked, the Gemara is trying to explain. Of course they learned. And of course they made a bracha Asher Bachar Banu. How have I? Maybe. But what they didn't understand was that the Torah had to be a Torah, which is geared and focused on building the future neshamos of Kal Yisrael. That's the key. Rav Asher Weiss says that's the key to rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash. If the Gemara is telling us the reason why Hashem destroyed the Mikdash and Yerushalayim and exiled all Kal Yisrael was because they didn't have that kavana in terms of their learning, then of course it behooves us during this tkufa, this time, during the 3 weeks, which of course recognizes and mourns the destruction of the Batei Mikdashos and the exiles, to upgrade our Talmud Torah to level that madriga of not just for ourselves, but understanding it, that building the future of Klal Yisrael. Let's dive in, Maris.